Well, motor caravans is really what my adult life has been about. For 12 years of my Grand Prix career, I always stayed in my motorhome, my motor caravan. And there was actually a little bit of a community between the drivers. There was four or five other drivers who have motorhomes and motor caravans, you know, Jensen Button, Nico Rosberg, of a couple of the guys that are still doing it. And they take them all around Europe. And the reason for that is we've all learned that when you travel extensively, being able to take your home with you and pick your own scenery. And if you don't like it, you up roots and head on to the next view. So I know that it's ridiculed in many places, but I think there's over a million people that are a member of the Caravan Club here in the UK. And, they're not all wrong in knowing the benefits of being able to, you know, have your mobile holiday.
I suppose I can see the logic, obviously, of just moving on if you want to see some different scenery. But I suppose the thing that puts people off sometimes is the idea of it being very cramped and, you know, everybody living on top of each other.
Not with Formula One. I've seen these caravans that are enormous.
Well, indeed. Yeah, they are obviously a bit more spacious, but you don't need to have, you know, maybe that's to fit our egos inside. You need that extra space. But, you know, as a young child, we had fantastic family holidays in caravans. And it's a wonderful way, a very safe way to have the security of being on site, knowing that the kids can go and play without having the sort of fear of what would maybe happen on a classic beach holiday or something like that. And also, you can go to the beaches. You can say, well, I've been there for the day. That was all very nice. I'm not stuck there for 2 weeks. Let's head off somewhere else.
Any particularly fond memories of these childhood caravanning holidays?
Well, actually more relating to discovering, getting on wheels and, you know, learning to ride a bike and getting onto a little four-wheel buggy and things like that. So all of my life has been about wheels and being on the move. In fact, I actually was born on the trolley arriving into Dumfries Hospital because my mother's water broke a bit early, so I didn't quite make it to the ward.
That explains quite a lot, really, doesn't it?
It's all starting to make sense.
I think maybe the part of the annoyance or the dislike of caravans is the speed they travel at the roads rather than the big kind of static ones that you've been talking about. If people drove at your speeds with a caravan behind them, perhaps it might be a little more palatable for drivers.
Yeah, but it's fun to it's for people to make fun of it. The fact is that lorries are restricted to 50-something miles an hour. They're limited to that speed. They can't go beyond that. And you don't hear too many people, ridiculing trucks. You know, it's a part of everyday life. We've got the right to use the road. Of course, it's annoying if you have a disrespectful driver who just simply doesn't let other people that are able to go faster. But I think that most of the people, certainly in the membership of the Caravan Club, are socially aware.
Now, just while we've got you here, could we ask you to look ahead to the Formula One season and just what do you think the prospects are for Scotland's latest Formula One driver, Paul Di Resta?
Well, I'm tremendously excited for Paul. He's a great young talent. I raced against him, I raced on the same track this year or last year in DTM. I didn't actually race him because he was so far ahead of me. He won the championship. And I see many similarities to his journey into Formula One and the age he's starting. He's 24. It's the same age when I started in Formula One. So it's allowed him, I think, to mature a little bit in everyday life before he gets the opportunity. Very grounded. He'll be a great ambassador for Scotland and incredibly quick behind the wheel. So I really hope that the car they give him enables him to run towards the front, because obviously technology is key in Formula One. And if you don't have the right kit underneath you, then you can't deliver.
And do you get back to Scotland much? Do you miss not being here all the time?
Home is always home. You know, my family, my brother, my sister, mum and dad, they all still live down in Twynham. I've got my little museum there with my cars. And, you know, I have a two-year-old son now. And I try when I'm, with him to use as many Scottish words as possible, because I don't want him to be some sort of Euro child. I want him to have a sense of where his roots are. So I expect I'll make increasing trips back here as his language becomes a bit better. He's only two and his mother speaks French, so he's a little bit muddled up in his language at the moment.
Well, when you call him today, tell him it's Drich outside, because it is, unfortunately.
That was my welcome last night when I landed. It was really the sheet rain coming sideways, so it was a nice welcome home.
Yeah.